I will not take more than 5 minutes, sir. Let me try to change your perception about meditation. Change. How many of you practice meditation? Here or at home? Let me share with you my meditation experience. My mother told me that when I was born, I did not open my eyes, nor even cry for the first 5 minutes, full 5 minutes. She was very much worried. She asked the doctor, why? The doctor replied, Madam, your son is a spiritual child. As he descends from heaven to earth, he has to overcome the transition stress. That's why he is doing meditation for 2 minutes. My mother was very happy. My meditation journey started from that moment. Yes, speaker, my dear project managers and organizers. When I was in fifth standard, the teacher complained to my mother, your son is always sleeping in the classroom. Madam, he might not be sleeping, he might be meditating. What meditation? Is snoring part of meditation? But my mother was very cool. She said, Madam, there are different types of meditation. And the snoring meditation is also one of the types of meditation. Our Guruji, sleep on the thought of this meditation. And his mantra is, to sleep is human, to snow, divine. But you snoring family, get lost. Your son is suspended for the next 4 days. That was my primary school days. Then came the high school days. In high school, the situation was slightly different. The teachers were focusing only on the front benchers like you, project managers. But not on back benches like me, unless we make some noise. By that time, I had gradually moved from snoring meditation to non-snoring meditation. So no issues, no noise, no issues. Then came the college days. In college, I found a different dimension to the meditation. Girls were meditating on boys, and boys were meditating on girls. I also meditated on Ganga and Kaveri. Not the sacred rivers, but the beautiful girls in the college, like our lady project managers here. We all went to restaurants, hotels, cinema, but not to college. And then too, during college hours, you know, time management is very, very important. And the college management authorities as well, they did not expect us to study on those days. That is why they have given us something called study holidays. So we are supposed to study only during those study holidays. As a sincere student, I sincerely obeyed that too. And there is another thing called proxy, which enabled me to write the exam. When college days passed, got married, then got a job, then one of my friends told me, you have to learn meditation through a proper guru, not like this Sripananda guys. I said, okay, let me try. I went in search of gurus. As you know, there are gurus in each state, district, village, city, even in each state. Even in project managers, we have mentors, gurus. But the problem with the gurus is, they prefer only female disciples. What to do? With a lot of difficulties, I could find one guru. Under a tamarind tree. He asked me, to close my eyes and inhale and exhale. I told Guruji, Guruji, this is what I am doing for the past 25 years. That's why I am still alive. He said, I asked you to focus on your breathing. What you are doing till now is called sleeping. What I am teaching you is called meditation. What? Sleeping and meditation. Are they two different things?
suddenly enlightenment dawned on me. I was shaken. Like it dawned on Buddha and the Bodhi tree. For me, it happened under the tamarind tree, along with all the ghosts residing in that. My Guruji's words opened my eyes. He asked me to close my eyes and continue the meditation. During that time, he was explaining about the process of meditation. Consciousness, subconsciousness, super consciousness. I was utterly confused and I felt unconscious. He sprinkled water on my face. And then I asked him, shall I open my eyes, Guruji? Yes, as you know, I am a very sincere student from the primary school. He was very much impressed. He asked me to open my eyes and then asked me to go home and do the meditation. I went home and asked permission from my wife to do the meditation. Married project managers should appreciate the fact that we have to get permission from our spouse to come to project managers meeting, to do meditation, etc. Right? Surprise, he gave me permission immediately. Our house is a small house with bathroom, dining hall, main hall, bedroom. But only the bathroom is the physical walls. All other places were identified by the activities happening in those places during day and night. I sat on the floor of the hall and started meditating. Suddenly a big thunder. My commander-in-chief's voice, enough with your meditation, get up, get up, take our son to school. The suddenness of her voice made me again feel unconscious. But when I opened my eyes, saw my wife looking at me with a lot of admiration. Is this the power of meditation? Your face is shining. My face was shining because of the oiliness of my face. But that was not the time to reveal the truth. Even this unconscious state itself could bring such a change in the mind of my wife. How could it be if I get the super consciousness? You know, I have decided. I am a go-getter. I have completed my BA in 5 attempts. MBA in 10 attempts. Let there be 100 attempts. My meditation journey continues till I obtain the state of nirvana. Thank you.